Any sort of myths or misperceptions that you think are out there amongst oncology professionals about biosimilars?
I think there are a fair number of misconceptions out there. When I talked to people about this, and I got interested in this topic a few years ago, mostly because of my interest in biologics in general, the first reaction is, if it's not identical, then how can we be sure it's the same? And I think that's a very important question. And I think when I answer that by telling them, but guess what? The reference biologic is not same to itself. The light bulb goes off and like, oh yeah, okay, that makes sense, you know? So that's one thing. I think oncologists are very trained and brought up on the clinical trials mode. So they're like, if you didn't do a randomized study to show that this particular agent works, then why should I believe the data? We have something in biosimilars called extrapolation. In other words, if a biosimilar is tested in one indication, but the reference biologic is approved in five indications, you can extrapolate that biosimilar to all five indications. And that raises a little bit of suspicion. How can you do that? Because it wasn't tested in those conditions. And then you explain that it doesn't need to be tested in all the conditions because as a step-by-step approach, the pyramid approach I described, if you have a structure that's similar, it's no different in animal studies, it's no different in pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics, it's not more or less immunogenic, and you have limited studies showing equal efficacy, then it should be something that you accept. And I think that's really when people start to understand this. The other thing I always bring up, it's not just the doctors, but the patients as well. We are very happy with our success with these new biological agents. I'll go with anti-PD-1 in melanoma, for example. You got 40% long-term success at 4 and 5 years. These are amazing numbers compared to what we used to have, which was less than 5%. But let's also be careful to say that a 40% success means a 60% non-success. And then it's always going to be in the back of that patient's mind, perhaps, and the doctor's mind that, oh, if it didn't work in me or in that particular patient, did it not work because I used a biosimilar? Or is it because it just didn't work because it wasn't going to? And I think that's going to be something that we have to deal with. People are maybe going to be like, oh, if I'd got the reference product, maybe it would have worked. And that's not true. But I think there could be that misconception out there.